Elizabeth Lockerplant reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of the holiday spirit. That's from Elizabeth Lockerplant, located at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in neutralizing aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And with us this morning, Andrew Skousen, and we're going to be covering the latest World Affairs Brief. His father, Joel, will be back in 2 weeks. But before we get to Andrew, I just wanted to mention several things. How do we understand what's going on in America today? Well, there's the diabolical plan to destroy American industry and ship the wealth of this country offshore and impoverish the American people. Let me give you a couple of examples. One of them became incredibly clear. You know, why have they shut down the production of food in the Central Valley of California? Well, supposedly to save a three-inch smelt. Oh, we have to let the water run out in the ocean because we're concerned about the smelt. No, they really want, of course, to destroy agriculture in the Central Valley and orchards that have been there for 50 years. It took that long for the trees to grow and mature and produce, and they've died because of lack of water. The whole idea is to destroy agriculture in the Central Valley in the name of the environment. But who's funding this? The environmental movement? Why, the Brotherhood of Darkness, started by the oil companies, the environmental movement, funded by the oil companies initially, to be able to control their competition, and continues funded by the great tax-exempt foundations and now even by the government. And then another example, the rare earths. There's a shortage of rare earths. China's withholding rare earths. China's the only country in the world with rare earths. I mean, the price of these have gone up, you know, 5-10 times because China's withholding rare earths. But there are other sources of it. Rare earths originally came from Rhodesia. We call it Zimbabwe today. But our State Department intervened. They didn't like the man that the Rhodesian people elected in a democratic election. And so they demanded they hold another election. They rigged the election. They brought Mugabe to power, a ruthless thug who probably killed 15 or 20,000 people in one of the tribes. And then we've kept him in power ever since then, which has given, of course, China controls. They actually have their troops there in Rhodesia, keeping the dictator in power. Of course, we keep funding him in the name of humanitarian aid. So China has a monopoly on rare earths, and they're making all sorts of money on this. And rare earths is so important as far as motors are concerned, the new motors that they're making, new batteries. But we have massive amounts of rare earth here in the United States. But it's been shut down by government edict because of the environmentalists. So we've given a monopoly to China, and all the money is going to China to actually have the rare earths, and they've jacked the price way up, so they're making money hand over fist. One more example would be light bulbs. Now, the government has passed laws outlawing the fluorescent light bulb, the incandescent light bulb. So we can produce them very cheaply here. You can buy an incandescent light bulb. I bought some the other day for 20 cents each. The fluorescent ones, we're going to have to buy them all from China, and they're shifting production of all light bulbs to China. The fluorescent light bulbs, they really cost $4 each, but they're being subsidized to get them down to about a dollar each. You can buy them for a dollar each, but that's all subsidized. They really cost $4 because they burn so long. But now they probably really don't burn so long. And basically, I've compared them at putting incandescent fluorescent in, and the fluorescent burn out sooner. And they're not cutting the electricity use because, of course, they do pretty well if you don't turn them on and off. If you just leave them on all the time, why, of course, they don't burn out as quickly. What we've done is we've taken a light bulb that can be produced in the United States for 20 cents. We're now going to charge $4 for it when they stop the subsidies. It's inferior. Certainly, I don't like the light. It does nowhere near as good. If you break one of those light bulbs, why, the mercury in it will contaminate your house. It'll cost you thousands of dollars to decontaminate your house. Why did we do this? Why? We wanted to shift production and wealth to China. It's part of a program. When you understand that, everything makes sense. I mean, the Bushes have, Bush family has tremendous land holdings. They've leased land all along the coast of China. When you understand the effort is designed to destroy our economy and build up theirs, it all makes sense. With us, Andrew Skousen. Andrew, you pick up the story. What's the latest thing in the World Affairs Brief?
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan.
Good morning.
Some very interesting stories you've covered so far. I really appreciate that. I was thinking there's a story in the brief this week that sort of hits on a couple of points that could be an interesting segue right from what you were talking about. These aren't specifically about our government bolstering China necessarily, but there are a couple of cases where they're just tidbits about why you can't always trust what you see from government at face value. Alternet reported on January 11th that a U.S. court case discloses that the military conducted mind control experiments on 7,800 Vietnam veterans. These were subject to nerve agents and psychoactive drugs, including LSD. Soldiers volunteered but were not told of the risk, end of the quote. Unfortunately,
but basically, they carried out experiments on these Vietnam vets. They used various chemicals on them, and a lot of them, actually, they destroyed their minds, didn't they?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Right. Well, and it's just one of many cases that have occurred. Last week, we covered some of the other cases that have been involved, but it's just one example that you can't trust the assurances given by Army doctors in these kinds of cases, and who knows about the vaccines that have been given. There's been a lot of documentation about experimental-type vaccines. So we sort of want to encourage people to think about this before they recommend that one of their loved ones join the military, which, of course, mandates some of these things, like the numerous vaccines. So that was just one example. Here's another one. The UK Daily Mail reported that Obama's Presidential Commission report on the Gulf Gusher suggested that the U.S. government should share responsibility. While that is certainly true, the Obama administration is actually trying to provide partial immunity for BP and Halliburton.
And hold that thought, Andrew. We'll be back in just a moment here with Andrew Skousen covering the latest World Affairs Brief.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more. This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. Starline Christian School, located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado, has been in operation since 1980 and is state licensed. There are openings for the following family-centered programs for your children, ages 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool from 8:30 a.m. until 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Child care, before and after school programs available. Conveniently located at 2418 19th Avenue, Starline School is close to Centennial Park Library, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and walking distance from Jackson Elementary School. Hours of operation 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. For a tour or more information, call 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen, and he was just talking about the some of the experiments that have been done on American soldiers by our military. You go in the military, they want to experiment on you, you have no recourse, and we know that they used a lot of them for vaccine experiments, and of course that was whether you were using squalene as an adjuvant, and so many of them got multiple sclerosis and degenerative neurological diseases as a result of that, or autoimmune diseases, destroyed their lives. They eventually discontinued that experiment. But the military is used for experimentation. They are expendable. After all, they're willing to give their life for their country. Why shouldn't their country be able to experiment with them? And they do. And, of course, Andrew was talking about some of the mind control, where they expose them to various types of poisonous material to see what it would do to their minds. Destroyed them. Some of them died. And some of them now have found out what's happening, and they're trying to get some compensation. But the government said, well, you volunteered, you know. Go right ahead, Andrew.
That's right. And it's just one of the examples of how we can't trust everything that government tells us. And in this case, we certainly can't trust what Army or military doctors give as assurances for the experiments that they're carrying out. In another case of this, the UK Daily Mail reported that the Obama administration is trying to provide partial immunity for BP and Halliburton. When the government shares responsibility, BP and Halliburton can claim partial immunity and save themselves billions in damages from lawsuits. It's very generous of our government to put taxpayers on the hook for this kind of group of businesses. Unbeknownst to the American public, BP is a major supplier to the U.S. military for fuel. And this is interesting in light of last week's $16 billion share swap with Russian oil company Rosneft. The Kremlin has indirectly become the single largest shareholder in the UK group. Only a few U.S. politicians expressed any concern about the national security implications of this deal. Now, just to show that it's not just our government that can't be trusted, look at this item from the Canadian government. The province reported that a Canadian homeowner was fined $5,200 for growing cucumbers in his basement. Authorities thought he was growing marijuana. Even though only cucumbers were found, the fine was levied to cover the cost of the search. I find that incredible. But we mustn't leave out Australia. The Australian government reports that government is considering renaming climate change, which has already been renamed from global warming. And they are now going to rename it to climate challenges. This is because, now that the world, of course, suffering a massive cold streak, most people no longer think that climate change is man-made. So the mythmakers find a more appealing phrase. no matter how they sell it, it's still all junk science. We'll see how long they can keep up that charade.
And I think it's so important for people to understand this whole lie of global warming is designed to destroy our industrial foundation and shift production to China. Why? Well, if we can convince people that we have global warming because of CO2 and the largest emitters to that are generating plants that burn coal or oil or natural gas, after all, then they're polluting the climate. They're polluting the atmosphere with carbon. That carbon, of course, is creating global warming, and that's why it's so hot, and global warming is going to melt the ice caps and kill the polar bears and flood coastal communities and on and on and on. And it's all a lie. I mean, CO2 makes up a 0.038% of the atmosphere, of 1% of the atmosphere, not of the atmosphere, but of 1%, that 38,000th of 1% of the atmosphere is CO2, and that's producing global warming? No. In fact, when mankind's burning of fossil fuels cannot possibly do that because that's only a fraction of that 0.038 of 1%. Most of the CO2 which we have in the atmosphere and the rise from 0.028 of 1% to 0.03 1% comes from warming the oceans by solar activity, and the oceans give off the CO2. All the scientific facts are there. Go to Dr. Art Robinson's website, where over 30,000 scientists have risked their careers and reputations to sign a petition saying there is no evidence that man's activity has created global warming. But you will never hear that on History Channel, on the Discovery Channel, in the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Denver Post, Time Magazine, Newsweek Magazine, U.S. News and World Report recently. Of course, discontinued because of all the lies, and people no longer believe them or wouldn't subscribe. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, it's all a scam. Global warming is a scam. So now they're going to talk about climate change. That's what's happening. It's climate change because of CO2. But it's the carbon footprint. We've got to do away with the carbon footprint. And why? Because they want to deindustrialize America. You can't have an industrial America if you drive up the cost of electricity. That's why they're putting in the smart meters for dumb people, because they want to raise the cost of electricity. And when you understand that, it all makes sense. Please go ahead, Andrew.
Yes, no, I appreciate that. That's a good comment. Well, moving along here, there's an interesting story that came out about a court refusing to defend individual rights. Jesse Holland, actually, of the Associated Press, reports on this unnecessary horror story for a Utah resident named Greg Revelle. It says, missing a plane connection cost Utah gun owner Greg Revelle 10 days in jail after he was stranded in New Jersey with an unloaded firearm he had legally checked with his luggage in Salt Lake City. Revelle was flying from Salt Lake City to Allentown, Pennsylvania on March 31, 2005, with connections in Minneapolis and Newark. He had checked his Utah license, gun, and ammunition with his luggage in Salt Lake City and asked airport officials to deliver them both with his luggage in Allentown. But the flight from Minneapolis to Newark was late, so Revelle missed his connection to Allentown. The airline wanted to bus its passengers to Allentown, but Revelle realized that his luggage had not made it onto the bus and he got off. After finding his luggage had been given a final destination in Newark by mistake, Revelle missed the bus. So he had to collect his luggage, including his gun and ammunition, and wait the night in a nearby hotel with his stuff until the next flight in the morning. When Revelle tried to check in for the morning flight, he again informed the airline officials about his gun and ammunition and had them check through to Allentown. He was reported to the TSA and then arrested by Port Authority police for having a gun in New Jersey without a New Jersey license. He spent 10 days in several different jails before posting bail. Police dropped the charges a few months later. But his gun and ammunition were not returned to him until 2008. Nevertheless, the Supreme Court, without a comment, refused on Tuesday to let Revelle sue Port Authority of New York and New Jersey police for arresting him on illegal possession of a firearm in New Jersey and for not returning his gun and ammunition to him for more than 3 years. This is a case and an example of how our rights have basically been taken from us, but that they're sort of, you know, the general population is allowed to continue exercising their rights, and more as privileges, they can be revoked almost at will. But here's a case of somebody who obviously had no malintention with things. He really couldn't have done it differently. I mean, is everyone who's going to have a stayover in a state going to go through all of the paperwork ahead of time to try to get approval for this, just in case they step outside of a airport with these things? I mean, he was basically, you know, forced out there and then stuck in this situation when he tried to maintain the legality of what he was doing. I mean, he was completely caught within the system, and now the system refused to allow him to get some redress of his grievances there. So a very interesting case there. We'll watch for cases like that and keep people informed about them. And another story this week, the European Union is still bailing out countries. It's interesting how they're going about it, though. The EU bond market reacted positively to the European Central Bank suggesting that a larger bailout fund be created. European Central Bank, the ECB, was shown by investigative reporter Jack A. Barnes that he uncovers the underlying weakness in the bailout affair and the role of our own Fed in the secret funding. In fact, he found out that Ireland was given a special and secret dispensation to create additional German euros in excess of 25% of its GDP. This is something that no other EU country is allowed to do. You know, each of these EU countries are tied together, and they are restricted with how much money they can create.
And I think it's so significant, Andrew, you point out that we, the American government, is bailing out Europe. In other words, we're putting money over there to help Greece. We're putting money in to help Ireland. Why is the American taxpayer doing that? Well, it's not the American taxpayer. It's the privately owned central bank owned by the banking fraternity that rules the governments that rule the world. That's what it's really all about. And until people understand that the Fed is not a division of the government, it's a privately owned central bank, which gives the banks, which of course is part of the Brotherhood of Darkness and behind that powerful spiritual forces, gives them the ability to buy and sell politicians. But the United States is the major force in this whole move to try to keep the European Union together. And the European Union is the first stepping stone towards the world government that has been sought by the Luciferian forces for 4,000 years, going back to the time of Nimrod. And that's exactly what is happening today. So why is the Fed, you know, financing what's going on in Europe and their folly? Well, they're going to finance folly all throughout the world, as long as it will keep uniting nations and moving them towards the world government. And if it destroys our currency, it destroys the savings and pensions of the American people, they don't care anymore. They care that they're destroying the stability of Europe by increasing the amount of money there and destroying the life savings of the people of Europe. Much more important is the world government destroying Christianity and installing their world leader. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yes, well, he reports that the scale of AIB's borrowing from the scheme is enormous, given its relatively small size. In the U.S. Barclays Bank, which bought Lehman's U.S. operations out of bankruptcy, borrowed $232 billion from the Fed. AIB's single biggest loan, $3.3 billion, was borrowed from the Fed on July 2, 2009. The European Central Bank set up a unique sovereign bond carry with Irish banks, allowing support for their financing needs via deposits of Irish sovereign bonds held as collateral. This mechanized bot broke down in the fall of 2010 as liquidity dried up beyond the capacity of the European Central Bank to help out. The European Central Bank is reported to have provided up to 130 billion euros in direct support to the Irish banks by allowing the banks to park Irish sovereign debt at the European Central Bank for collateral. This has driven up the internal leverage of the ECB, the European Central Bank, enough that it needed to be recapitalized with new funds in December 2010. The fact that the ECB needed to be recapitalized just as the impact from the Irish bailout of November hit home to the political leaders, though the real context of it was missed by the mainstream media, the EU appears to have been caught in a situation that it could not contain the Irish funding needs. While needing to recapitalize the European Central Bank balance sheet to continue operations, the Ireland Central Bank was allowed, with or without permission, to print up new euros without some new sovereign debt issued behind them. By December of 2010, the EU appears to have been more worried about the appearance of the ECB balance sheet as a whole than of rogue individual activity by its member states. The Irish Central Bank has crossed the Rubicon in European Union currency terms. They have printed up to 25% of their GDP in electronic credit.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Andrew Skousen talking about what's happening financially throughout the world as this is in the collapse.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
U.S. Cash Flows reminds listeners, the results of child abuse are devastating. Each year, millions of children are subject to it. Many die. For the survivors, the pain inflicted on them influences their lives. If you or anyone you know needs help, call your local child abuse hotline. This message is from U.S. Cash Flows. For more information, call 484-6523. That's 484-6523. They're on the air reminding us all, it should never hurt to be a child. Starline Christian School, in operation since 1980 and state-licensed, is a well-rounded educational opportunity for your children. Family-centered with Bible time structured and social academic programs. Starline is located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado. Close to Centennial Park, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and two blocks from Jackson Elementary. Transportation is also available to the following schools: University, Montfort, Meeker, Krista McCullough, AM Kindergarten Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, and Frontier and Chapelo. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for children 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool, 8:30 to 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Full care child care before and after school programs. Call for more information, 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen, and we're talking about what's going on in Europe. ECB is the European Central Bank, and what they're doing is they're violating all the rules. Basically, you have to have a stable monetary system. I mean, if you print more money, you destroy the value of the existing money. It leads to inflation. And what Andrew is saying is that in an effort to bail out the banks, which have been totally irresponsible, Ireland has bankrupted the people. They'll be paying off the money that's being borrowed there for 25 to 30 years. The Irish people will live at much lower living standards. Why? They've got to bail out the bankers who made irresponsible loans. So, and they're being allowed to actually begin to print more money. Why would they let the Irish people, the Irish Central Bank, print more euros to destroy the value of all the European currency? It's all about rescuing the banks. They're not concerned about the people. We have a ruling elite made up of the bankers, but behind them are the powerful spiritual forces that are, of course, driving us towards world government. Andrew, pick up the story, please.
No, that's a very good summary, Dr. Stan. The Irish Central Bank has crossed the Rubicon in European Union currency terms. They've printed up to 25% of their GDP in electronic credit and stuffed those credits into their banks. These deposits, if you will, do not have any debt issued behind them. This is a form of hyperinflation, at least in the context that a central bank with no actual printing press or a functioning bond market has electronically printed up new currency units for their banks without issuing debt behind those actions. But this has happened before in history. It has not happened in the euro currency project officially before today. This act is going to move the monetary policy of the union to the individual capitals. The capacity to print electronic credits without the creation of cash, currency, or debt is a new wrinkle in the economic landscape. The implications and ramifications will take a while to appear, but mark my words, he says, tongue-in-cheek, the Germany, both as a people and as a political organization, will notice this event, since the Germans gave up their marks. The German people now find themselves captured in a currency where neighbors who are in political and financial stress have the capacity to print up German euros on demand. This is Germany's worst nightmare, both as a nation and a people. Germany has historically maintained a strong, more or less sound economy compared to other European Union states, so to have them get undermined by someone else printing up German euros is going to hit them underhanded in an underhanded way. All right, well, let's move on to a different story here. Well, let's see. How about you pick, Dr. Stan? Would you like to talk about the foreclosure wave?
You go ahead into that. That's what's happening as far as housing here in the United States. A great human tragedy as more and more people lose their homes. And you think things have been bad in the past? You haven't seen anything. And the government keeps coming up with all these programs, and none of them work. Gee, why don't any of these government programs work? Because they're never intended to work. That's all for public consumption. They're not trying to save people's homes. The idea is to impoverish the American people as we shift our wealth to other countries. More and more poverty here in America. Aw, shucks, capitalism doesn't work. Maybe we need a new system. Go ahead, Andrew.
That's right. Well, CNBC reports that housing market values have fallen 26% since their peak in June of 2006, which is worse than the decline during the Great Depression from 1928 to 1933. But, of course, CNBC can't help but push the establishment line that the economy is fast coming back to life, despite all of the bad news that they can't help but print. Before that can happen, the markets have to deal with the coming wave of foreclosures to hit the market this year. According to the Associated Press, Jana Heron says, banks repossessed 1 million homes last year, and 2011 will be worse. Lenders are poised to take back more homes this year than any other since the U.S. housing meltdown began in 2006. About 5 million borrowers are at least 2 months behind on their mortgages, and more will miss payments as they struggle with job losses and loans worth more than their home's value, industry analysts forecast. 2011 is going to be the peak, said Rick Sharga, senior vice president of foreclosure tracker Realty Track Incorporated. The firm predicts 1.2 million homes will be repossessed this year by lenders. Bloomberg notes that the number of U.S. homes receiving a foreclosure filing will climb about 20% in 2011, reaching a peak for the housing crisis as unemployment remains high and banks resume seizures after a slowdown. A record 2.87 million properties got notices of default, auction, or repossession in 2010, a 2% gain from the year earlier. The number climbed even after a plunge in filings in the last part of the year, including a 26% drop in December, as lenders came under scrutiny for their practices. Just what they aren't saying in all of this is that it's more than just banks resuming seizures. In reality, banks have been holding back foreclosures and keeping hundreds of thousands of homes already foreclosed on off the market during the past year. But they can't keep doing this for very long, and many of these are going to start hitting the markets this year, too. Already, banks are showing willingness to deeply discount prices for cash buyers now, knowing that prices will fall further when the next wave hits later in the year. Now, it'll be interesting to watch how this progresses, Dr. Stan, as I'm sure you've been covering the topic of foreclosure gate, or the fact that the proper paperwork wasn't maintained as banks were shipping and packaging these bad mortgages together and selling them back and forth between banks. They're finding as they go to court to foreclose on these things that there wasn't the proper documentation made, and the time consuming effort taken with getting each of the processes notarized, which is required. So when the judge asks for the paperwork, it hasn't been properly notarized. Well, it seems to us that they're going to work out some kind of backroom deal to allow these processes to go forward, to allow these hundreds of thousands of homes that are tied up in this foreclosure gate process to be freed up and to be allowed to be processed, even though they don't have necessarily the legal rights to it from the proper legal channel. And when that happens, we think that could possibly hit this year in 2011, which means that all of those houses that were kept back during the latter half of 2010 were largely a result of this issue. And if this backroom deal goes forward, we'll probably see all of those houses and more just sort of flood the market. It'll be interesting to see if this really is a peak, what this does to the economy, whether this, you know, precipitates a larger drop, if there's, you know, even more unemployment because of this. You know, things really aren't as stable as everyone is hoping. We probably haven't hit bottom yet in the economy.
And I think it's important for people to understand that the ruling elite want to lower our living standards, get us out of our private home. They want to bring austerity, drive salaries down. People will work for less. People will be desperate. They'll do anything. We'll be right back.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
U.S. Cash Flows reminds listeners, the results of child abuse are devastating. Each year, millions of children are subject to it. Many die. For the survivors, the pain inflicted on them influences their lives. If you or anyone you know needs help, call your local child abuse hotline. This message is from U.S. Cash Flows. For more information, call 484-6523. That's 484-6523. They're on the air reminding us all, it should never hurt to be a child.
Well, Dr. Dan, our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen, from Sydney World Affairs Brief. Andrew, you were talking about the tragedy that's unfolding today as far as the housing market is concerned. And ladies and gentlemen, about every 6 months, the Obama administration comes up with a new plan to save housing. And you know, well, it just, they never work. How could they be so incompetent that come up with all of these programs? And most of them really are totally ineffective as far as refinancing, keeping people in their homes. These are the people who are going to manage our health care and all of the programs they've come up to protect home ownership have failed. The American dream. And a million people lost their homes in 2009, and a million people lost their homes in 2010, and this year it'll be far more, probably a million, 200,000, maybe even more than that. And yet these wise, smart people who are in our government managing our economy can't figure out how to keep the people in their homes. We could give $700 billion to bail out the banks, but nothing to help the common people. I don't think it's a function of the federal government to help the common people, but they've intentionally created this problem because they're owned by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness that has a different agenda that is intent upon lowering living standards. Here, when you understand it, it all begins to make sense. Go ahead, Andrew.
That's right, Dr. Stan. And on the topic of the government not having our best interests, the next story in the brief is about making it tough to evade vaccines and some of the fallacies behind the ideas there. The preferred vehicle for forced vaccinations is to make them a requirement for entrance into government public schools. Obviously, most of this story really applies to those who keep their children in public schools, which is increasingly reducing or taking away the rights of parents with their kids. School boards claim that making vaccines a necessary part of the process is important to keep epidemics from spreading. Dr. Russell Blaylock, a medical doctor, picks apart the fallacies in these ideas. He says, those who are observant have noticed a dangerous trend in the United States as well as worldwide, and that is the resorting of various governments at different levels to mandating forced vaccination upon the public at large. My state of Mississippi has one of the most restrictive vaccine exemption laws in the United States, where exemptions are allowed only upon medical recommendation. Ironically, this is only on paper, as many have had as many as three physicians, some experts in neurological damage caused by vaccines, provide written calls for exemption, only to be turned down by the state's public health officers. Now, public health officers maintain that these draconian medical measures are necessary to protect the public, to catch the people who just want to opt out of themselves being protected. Vaccine proponents present the justification of herd immunity. Blaylock explains that this concept is based upon the idea that 95%, and some now say 100% of the population must be vaccinated to prevent an epidemic. He says, though, that the premise for this idea is inherently flawed. Here's why. That vaccine-induced herd immunity is mostly a myth can be proven quite simply. When I was in medical school, we were taught that all of the childhood vaccines lasted a lifetime. This thinking existed for over 70 years. It was not until relatively recently that it was discovered that most of these vaccines lost their effectiveness 2 to 10 years after being given. What this means is that at least half the population, that is the baby boomers, have had no vaccine-induced immunity against any of these diseases for which they have been vaccinated early in life. In essence, at least 50% or more of the population has been unprotected for decades. If we listen to present-day wisdom, which is that we are all at risk of resurgent massive epidemics, should the vaccination rate fall below 95%, we should realize that we have all lived for at least 30 to 40 years with 50% or less of the population having vaccine protection. That is, herd immunity has not existed in this country for many decades, and no resurgent epidemics have occurred. Vaccine-induced herd immunity is a lie used to frighten doctors, public health officials, other medical personnel, and the public into accepting vaccinations. We note that only natural exposure to the real disease provides lifetime immunity, like kids being actually exposed to chickenpox, like the old process was to have a chickenpox party and bring all the kids around and kind of spread it around, get them exposed to it while they were young and could handle it. In fact, even the MMR vaccine, the measles, mumps, rubella, the chickenpox vaccine, does not provide lifetime immunity as previously claimed. In fact, our own physical immune system is the only thing that can really protect us against these things. Even vaccines are just sort of trying to train this immune system. But in fact, most people don't realize that they are taxing their immune system by giving them the vaccines themselves. Our immune system is the only thing protecting against us against everything in the vaccine, including the adjuvants and the preservatives. Without a good immune system, we would be seeing even stronger adverse reactions to vaccines. And, of course, a lot of these reactions are occurring. If a significant reaction does affect you, good luck getting compensation from the current vaccine court. As the PPJ Gazette wrote, vaccine court is an alternative to a real court and was established to shield drug companies from prosecution for vaccine injuries, such as autism. Only small damages are granted, and those are charged to taxpayers, not Big Pharma.
And the thing is, the vaccine manufacturers have total immunity. You take a vaccine, you're on your own. Because you can't sue the vaccine manufacturer, you can't sue the physician. Well, if there's nothing to worry about, they're safe. Why do they have to have the immunity so you can't sue them? And they know they're not safe, and they know they're doing damage. They just don't want you to know, ladies and gentlemen. The vaccines are a cruel, cruel fraud, and we can document that. Andrew, we're out of time. Parting thought for our listeners?
No, I completely agree. If the big pharmaceutical companies had to beg government to produce a government shield or umbrella for them, then how can these vaccines be safe?
We'll be back in just a moment here to wrap up the program. Thank you so much, Andrew. Talk to you next week.
See you next, Dan. Bye.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
I'm Tom Phillips, owner of the Green Herb and our new company, Next Level Formulations. Next Level has formulated a new energy product called Warhead. Warhead will give you up to 8 hours of energy on 1 66-cent capsule. And unlike energy drinks, Warhead contains no sugar or artificial sweeteners. Listen.
Every morning I would drag around the house to get my housework done. But now, thanks to Warhead, my housework is usually done by noon.
I use Warhead as a pre-workout energy booster, and my workouts have never been this good. Thank you, Warhead.
I take Warhead before I go to lunch. My afternoon productivity is far better than ever.
I've reached a point in my life where my energy is low, but with the Warhead capsule, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. Call 800-910-0200, and I'll send you a free sample of Warhead. That's 800-910-0200. Call today. This is a limited-time offer.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and basically, if you want to know about vaccines, I gave a talk. It's called The Specter Haunting America, and it goes into how vaccines work, why this whole thing is a lie, the complications, what they have put into the vaccines knowingly, intentionally, to destroy human life. Bill Gates has said we can't control the world population until we get everyone vaccinated. Why? Well, I'll tell you why. Because it destroys fertility. That's why we left the mercury and the vaccines we're giving to those little black children and brown children. We took it out of the childhood vaccines in the United States, but we left it in the vaccines giving over there because the mercury, by epigenetics, turns off the fertility genes, and by the time you get to the third generation, sayonara. That's the end of reproduction. They know what they're doing. The same thing is true with genetically modified food. They know what they're doing. But remember, they've got the doomsday seed bank up there off the coast of Norway. And, of course, they've got under guard, they have good seeds, so they can use them when they start in all over again. There really are evil people. You need to hear my talk on the Specter Haunting America, Dr. David Ayu, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. And if you buy the DVD, you get a free CD-ROM with several thousand pages of scientific data. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. We have the Simpson-Wood Report. Simpson-Wood meeting held by the CDC, a secret meeting. Oh, we couldn't let the public know. A secret meeting of the high CD officials along with vaccine manufacturers where they came up and said, gee, the mercury really is producing the damage to the children. How will we conceal that from the public? And was one man said, well, my grandchildren are going to take the mercury-containing vaccines. I just have a new grandchild. They're not going to give that to my child. How are we going to keep it from the public? Ladies and gentlemen, this is evil. We have the Simpson-Wood Report. You need to read it. We have the National Security Study Memorandum 200. Now, these are available on the Internet. You want to pull them down, or you can purchase them from us and help us. But that National Security Study Memorandum came out in 1974 of the name of signed by Henry Kissinger. What is the official U.S. foreign policy, one of the major driving forces behind all of our policy? Why, world population control. Why? Are we concerned about the people of the third world countries? No, it's all about power. If country has a lot of people, why, they might industrialize and compete with us. We can't allow that, so we've got to kill off the people and kill off the unborn. Understand vaccines, you need to, of course, get Dr. Blalock's excellent article, DVD, Vaccines and Brain Development. Vaccines and Brain Development. And basically it affects the construction of the brain. We have interviewed Dr. Blaylock on Tuesday of this week, and you can find a two-hour interview on my website at RadioLiberty.com. Pull it down. Duplicate it. Get the information out as you go into the background of what's going on. You have to understand that they are intentionally poisoning our children. And the H1N1 vaccine scam last year was a scam. Why? Because it had mercury in it. And we were able to give that to the pregnant women. A lot of them aborted. We were able to give it to the children at 2 months of age, four shots, within a period of 2 weeks. And, of course, that will destroy the fertility and find prevented. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. Till tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into the search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton. Give Kurt a call at 970-539-6113, reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.